Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from beautiful Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, it's the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. We let you listen to a special edition last week, so we're recording another this week. And it may be a little shorter than normal because we have a Libertarian Party meeting to go to.
I'm excited. It'll be the best argument Dan's gotten in like months.
Yeah.
That's the best part about libertarians is they argue amongst themselves more than anybody else.
They do. Yeah. Oh, you're not a real libertarian. You're not a real libertarian. But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to going and hanging out. One quick announcement. I know those of you in Walton County that still listen to us, even though we pissed you off. The town hall meeting is being rescheduled from Monday to some date in October. So,
I think they said October 5th is the new date.
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't keep up with the 700 Facebook messages today.
Man, yeah. We had two people who had somebody pass that's in the committee that organizes these things. And so they've decided to go ahead and reschedule. So anyway, guys, how y'all been? I'm here. I'm Uncle Wes. I'm here with Dan and Travis. My phone is blowing up, so I'm trying to figure out what's up.
Yeah. Well, kind of took last week laying low, scheduling conflicts. So, but I got to spend a good portion of last week in Sneeds, Florida, Dufuniac, Florida, and Milligan, Florida. So it was a interesting week.
Salt of the earth.
It was something. Well, what's funny is we rolled up to Sneeds, Florida for volleyball. And I don't know if y'all have ever been to Sneeds, but imagine the crappiest town you've ever seen, but worse. And I'm like, what on earth are we doing here to play volleyball? And then there's huge banners when you walk up to the gym. They've won 8 straight state championships.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Well, and they're like 30 minutes from Tallahassee, so some of the Tallahassee girls are getting out of bigger schools.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and I was like, oh, so – we came up here to get our brains beaten, which we ended up winning. But yeah, so it was an interesting week. And then I got to go to Fort Walton Monday night. So it's been traveling around. Dan's been sitting at home being lazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when I wasn't in the hospital. So yeah, I had a fun emergency room trip on Friday.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here struggling with a bad mic cable. So yep. I'm having to be all up in the mic.
All up in it.
So I know we're going to talk about the Biden stuff and the most tyrannical speech any U.S. president's ever given. But I want to talk, we'll set it up. I want to talk about my thought experiment that I did the other night, Friday night on Facebook when I was bored. All right. And my statement was that I believe Walton County should mandate vaccines for every one of their employees. Now, I'm anti-vaccine mandate, obviously. However, my thought experiment was, all right, can I defend this from a smaller government, more freedom and liberty point of view? Which I did exquisitely, to the point I got kicked out of the group and then got reinstated. But my point,
you did get reinstated?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know about that part of it.
But my point was, my reasoning for it was that will reduce the amount of people that could or would work in the county government, thereby reducing the size and scope of the government. And even though it makes me uncomfortable, I'm all about action.
Right.
So
means to an end.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my thought, man. People got so mad at me. I'm a little bit worried. I'm just going to get kicked out of Walton County. Apparently everything I do, everybody gets pissy about, but I'm about that action, boss. Like that's what I'm about. Everybody else is just wants to show up to Facebook and share memes and crap. So,
yeah,
Wes is a little quiet. His poor
I'm
microphone.
Trying to. I'm trying to get. All right, so they won't. You won't hear it at home, but there's a hiss in here that's driving me crazy, and I try to EQ it out, but you can't hear my voice. So, I guess I'm gonna have to leave it in here for right now and deal with
so
it.
So that being said, we need sponsors so we can afford a new mic cable.
I've got 15 of them, some bitches. I just only have 3 with me right now.
Right. So, yeah, but anyways, that was my thought experiment Friday, and we've talked about it, and Dan talks about, like, what do you call it, like, assassin, whatever. Like, how I operate. And my thought was to throw this out there just to see if I could defend it and see, and I did brilliantly. But I heard that speech Thursday from Pudding Brain, and I thought, you know what? The time for doing the comfortable things, it's over.
We're way past that.
You know, when he said, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Now, Joe, that's not how this works, buddy. I hate to break it to you. And so, although I'm not comfortable with vaccine mandates, I am comfortable with any and all actions, most likely leading up to reducing the size and scope of government, because that's how we're going to get liberty. And with these ridiculous, despot feds we have right now, we've got to manage the county level, the state level, those types of things.
See, I almost think we're almost to the point of no return. We're in a no-win situation. So you've got basically the whole purpose and the way our country was founded was small federal government, states can do whatever they want. You have the ability to move between states if you don't like the laws in those states. As long as it was within the confines of the Constitution, you're good. That's how we started.
13 sovereign states.
Yep.
Yep.
So now...
Wes said yep, too.
Now we...
yeah.
So now we've evolved into a situation where when a state wants to be its own state, like Texas with their current abortion situation... Like the federal government is going balls out to undo it, whatever they can do. They're not happy with letting California be California, letting Texas be Texas, etc. So when and
apparently California is not happy with allowing California to be California because something happened in that recall election when the poll numbers were showing Newsom was getting his ass handed to him.
So, and then all of a sudden it just blinked.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. On a scale of 0 to 100, what do you think the odds are that something was squirrely with that election?
Oh,
with 100 being squirrely?
100 being squirrely?
Yeah, 100 being...
I think it's 100.
115.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you guys have said that 3 weeks ago? Like with the percentage of change at all. 3 weeks ago, would you have said, I 100% expect this election in California to be squirrely?
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of thought that based on the previous...
Yeah, well, they mailed out 22 million ballots to every registered voter in the state.
So if
yet the polls were open.
If three yahoos drinking beer in Florida could figure that out, surely the California GOP could figure that out. Yet all I see on Twitter is a bunch of national Republicans and people that are on our side whining about it. Oh, they cheated. Oh, they did that. Yeah. Yeah, they damn sure did. And we all knew it was coming. And you know what y'all did about it?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn.
So, again, I'm going to ask a question, and I posed it to a friend of mine this morning. Would you rather break rocks in the gulag and have a good conscience, or would you rather win? Because after Biden's speech, that's where we're at. I trust me, I hate to say it. I want to be the most principled person on earth, but we're just at a point where things are going to have to get uncomfortable.
But there's another factor involved in this. It isn't just now getting Democrats out of office, because you can get them out of the elected positions, but that really doesn't ever change anything. So we are embedded in a leftist bureaucrat cesspool at every level of government.
Yes.
And even when conservative or libertarian, whatever you want to call them, not left-wing leaders get in elected positions, their hands are tied. The bureaucrat monopoly that they have in all of these four-letter alphabet agencies, and we can talk about Milley and the stupid shit he pulled, which actually is just another addition to the point I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
To where it doesn't matter who the president is. When a left-wing president is in, the bureaucrat shit heap moves everything their way.
Yes.
When a right-wing or a conservative or even a moderate is in, they stop them at every turn.
Right.
They do whatever they can to keep their agenda from moving forward. And we are in this position, and how do we undo it? I mean, the next president can come in and wipe everybody out, you can pretty much fire, if you go in and you fire everybody, who's going to run those agencies? I know the three of us would be like, who gives a shit?
Right.
Just let them fold.
Right.
But there's some things that they have to do to, until you kind of change things to undo that situation. You got to keep some people in an administrative capacity some of those positions.
Can y'all hear me at all?
You'll never get reelected if the Social Security checks stop coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to be able to have somebody do it. Now, I'll let my grandmother go in and freaking work the mailroom and do that if that's what we need to do.
It's a computer program. It's not checks anymore. So.
Well, and you don't want to put millions of people out of work overnight. You don't want to have to do that because, number one, that guarantees that you'll never get elected again, that you'll also never continue the work you're trying to do. So you've got to systematically do that either through natural attrition. You got to be able to fire people who screw up, which is something they can't do right now because of unions and crap like that. Why does a federal government employee have a union?
To protect them from the government.
Maybe we need one.
Hell yeah, we do. A more perfect union.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why I keep saying, like, let's say in the House and far less likely the Senate, Republicans get a supermajority. Well, they basically had that in 2016, and what happened?
Nothing. Tax reform.
A little bit of a tax reform,
but nothing.
That was it.
They thought that was enough to appease, right? Is what they did.
Obamacare's still there. They couldn't get rid of that.
So to me, it's not necessarily who the numbers are, but can I get 250 Thomas Massies?
Yeah, but my point is, even if you had 250 Thomas Massies, it would take generations of 250 Thomas Massies to undo the situation we're in.
Yes.
So, is that realistic?
Is
that even a possibility of happening?
No. They're out there, but they've got to be willing to run, have the personality to be electable, and the wherewithal to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And
so that makes it even less.
Yeah, it makes it realistic. Even less. Like, there's a lot of Thomas Massies out there as far as ideological spectrum goes.
But they may not be electable and be able to speak, etc.
Exactly.
So, I'm with you, Travis. Break rocks and, you know, do whatever needs to be done. And I think we would have more effect at the local level, obviously.
No, I agree. But, and what I'm saying is I completely agree with you. And since there's generations of elections that have to be won and by the right people, then we have to take whatever wins we can get, even if we're uncomfortable with how we get those wins.
Well, and in the meantime, I think what's happening and what is going to continue to happen is the blue states get bluer, the red states get redder. This divide just continues to grow because, look, there's people in California that are conservative. They're leaving.
Yeah.
They have no say. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the liberals are leaving, too.
Yeah, because they realize their own policies are destroying.
The liberals are now leaving Texas.
Yeah.
Because Texas went on offense.
Yeah. And that's what every other conservative state needs to do is go on offense.
And I'll say this right here, right now. We've got a better governor. Texas has a far better legislature.
Yeah.
Far better.
Oh, yeah.
But now, if we could put the two together, watch out. But Texas went on offense for something that every red state should have done. I know Mississippi's worked on some stuff. Like, lots of different states have done this. But Texas passed it. It signed into law. Short of the Supreme Court, it can't be overturned. And really, I don't know how the Supreme Court could overturn it based off how it was written. I've heard lots of legal opinions on this from people from moderate to conservative to libertarian that say the way that legislation was written was quite genius.
Oh yeah.
Well, so but
apparently the Satanists are the only ones that have a legal fight against.
That is the kind of stuff that we have to do. And that's a simple one. A pro-life bill in a red state should be just like a constitutional carry bill in a red state. I mean, it should just breeze through. It shouldn't even slow down. It shouldn't be an amendment. I mean, it shouldn't like, hey, y'all can show up and vote or not. We don't really care. We got enough for a quorum, and it's going to pass. So do what you got to do if you oppose it, right? But that's not what's happening. right? And so we've got to take the wins that we can get any way we can get them right now. Or it's going to be a rough place to live. Like, let's just be honest. Like, we're barreling towards a really bad spot.
Yeah. Well, was it Trump that came out today or yesterday and said that he didn't expect the United States to fall within 2-3 years? Did y'all see that article?
No.
I just saw the headline. I didn't get a chance to read the actual article. But in the apparently Trump said he's predicting the fall of the U.S.
It was probably taken out of context. He probably said if we keep going the way we're going, we won't last another 2 years. Kind of scenario. We're going to last another 2 years.
I don't think that's out of context. I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, we're on the slide right now, dude. And it's filled with water and KY jelly, and we are hauling ass down a slide.
I'm with you.
Well, and just the whole Afghanistan thing, now we're sending $64 million. And like we reached the mountaintop, and we stayed there for a fairly significant amount of time. And now we're on the backside, and the backside hurts a lot worse than the climb did.
Yep.
And there's I don't know that there's ever a way to get back to the mountaintop. I will say I've seen quite a few articles the last few weeks. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this, but a couple of the largest banks in China, a couple of largest mortgage companies in China are faltering.
Mm-hmm.
And like they could falter to like almost devastation of their economic ways. Like it's a pretty big deal over there.
You think that might be why the warships are out there in the shipping lanes in Alaska?
Most likely. So
either that or we got a completely brain dead president and they don't give two shits about any response from us.
Well, the way the Soviet Union survived as long as they did was through expansion. Well, if you look at China geopolitically, they have a far more natural resources than Russia did.
Oh, yeah.
Because half of Russia is frozen most of the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had oil and they had some agriculture and stuff like that. China, on the other hand, I mean, shit, dude, geographically, it's the largest country on the planet. And so they had access to everything they needed. But if they're getting to a point to where, and I'll be honest with you, when they took over Hong Kong, that probably propped them up to make them last this long.
Right.
But you cannot, you talk about fiat currency. Well, the way that a communist or socialist country works is everything's a facade. You know, you work, all right, there was a job in the Soviet Republic, Soviet Union. Somebody sat in a toilet all day long and handed out toilet paper as people walked in. That's how they claimed 0% unemployment. Because they paid a guy 2-3 hours to sit there and hand out toilet paper. He'd hold the roll. And from what I understand, it was basically, like pulpwood. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't even refined down to the nice, cushy stuff we got. But
cotton over the ridges, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Charmin Extra. Where the 47 rolls equals 287 rolls.
Now, I know I only graduated with an associate's degree. Man, you guys are far more educated than I am. But I must have missed that part in all the math classes.
Man, I did not have a math class that equates to that.
I feel like I'd be a better salesperson if I had taken toilet paper / paper towel math.
I did see that in a marketing class, but not in a math class.
No.
Like, dang it.
Crafting a message is what that is.
Like, it's 40 pounds of chicken, which is equal to 97 pounds of chicken. So I'm going to charge you for 97 pounds of chicken, even though you're only getting 40 pounds of chicken, yep. But it's equal to.
It's I always just look at the, whenever I'm buying paper towels or toilet paper, it tells you in fine print what the total length is. That's how I decide.
Yeah.
I don't care how big the individual roll is.
Yeah.
I want to know how much toilet paper I'm getting in this pack.
Yeah. I just go ahead and look at the price and I say, all right, is this, can I,
yeah, if freaking if $12, $15 for a package of toilet paper.
If the big pack is on sale, I buy it. If it's not, then I buy the smaller pack.
I think I've told this. I'm only brand specific about two things.
Peanut butter
and toilet paper. That's it. So there's really no shopping.
And those same brands, well, not the same brand on the toilet paper because we're a Charmin household. We did try the Cottonelle for a minute.
Well, there's two different Cottonelle. You got to get the right one.
Got to get the ridges.
We tried both.
Got to get the ridges.
But I'm
a Cottonelle house.
It's kind of funny. We switched Cottonelle after using Charmin since I was a kid. But April decided, he said, let's try this. I was like, I'll give it a shot. But if my finger goes through the paper and I take my own virginity, we've got a problem.
I really hope that comes through on the mic.
Yeah, I doubt it. Tess.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'll play with it a little bit more.
Well, it may be a mistake. The other thing about that Biden speech that when I could have run face first into a spike was how straight face he starts talking about the monoclonal antibody treatments after just him, his administration, everybody, the Democratic Party, just pounding on Ron DeSantis for weeks, saying he's anti-vax and he's just pushing this. Regeneron donated to his campaign.
It's like, how stupid are you? He's been promoting vaccines since day one.
Yeah.
Like he
and now he's promoting a treatment.
Yeah, you have a choice in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. You've got a choice.
Yep.
You don't want to get the vaccine? We have other treatments.
And they just unironically said that and was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Whoa, y'all spent a month belittling the governor of Florida for setting this up. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
And look what they did to Joe Rogan when he said he got
They went apeshit.
The antibodies.
Did you see the meme about Joe Rogan where he said he drank a lot of water to stay hydrated and they started bashing him for drinking
dihydrogen monoxide? We've just reached this point, and this is the Soviet style. I think Bongino calls it the Pravda, but it, like, they stand up there, and the old Solzhenitsyn, I always struggle. Like, we know they're lying, they know we know they're lying, we know they know we know they're lying, yet they still lie.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care that
because there's no accountability.
Right.
Period. Ever. Like, yeah. None.
Yeah, and then when somebody stands up and says something simple like defund the TDC, all the people that should be for small government flip the F out. Start taking people to lunch and shit. I'm pretty pissed about that. I didn't get invited.
You didn't get invited?
I didn't get invited.
That's because you said defund.
Yeah. But that's my point. The when I talk about the thought experiments, those are the things. Like, okay, like, do you want to win? Like, we've got to take a stand at some point. And my story of Black Gun Matter, he's got a shirt that says "Make politicians afraid again," and they should be. Maybe not for their own personal safety, but for at least their jobs.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, the thing is just like we were talking about with Newsom, and I don't know if anybody can hear me at all, but
I can hear you, buddy.
If that election was rigged, and I can't help based on what I knew about the numbers going into that recall election, I can't help but believe that it was. They have no reason to fear anymore.
No.
Because if they can fix an election, they've won that.
Well, they have no reason to fear because the other side won't do anything.
But they also have no reason to fear because even if the other side wins, nothing changes.
Exactly.
All it is they just kind of wait for a little while. They make their little speeches. They can scream and yell and call the guy a racist or whoever. Because no matter who wins, if a Republican wins, it doesn't matter what their policies are. They're going to call them a racist. They've been doing it forever. So they've got 40% of the country believing their bullshit. So they just, that's where they get their fundraising talking point mouthing in front of a microphone because they don't have any work to do.
Right.
And then when the Democrat gets back in, the whole entire system is set up for them to just move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have no fear of anything. Well, even if they lose the election, they still have no fear. They're still going to get paid.
Well, I view it like this. So let's say me and Dan come to fisticuffs, and I think it's a light sparring match to settle some differences, and Dan thinks this is a life or death. Now, I've got a height advantage, a weight advantage, an age advantage, and a looks advantage, right, in that situation. But
and a health advantage.
And a health advantage. But Dan's committed to the point of life or death. And if I don't get to that commitment level, I'm going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
or I'm going to have to kill Dan. There's only two options, okay? And for some reason, the Republicans and people on the right can't wrap their heads around this. That other side will do anything to win.
Anything to win.
They will destroy anybody. Gavin Newsom says, vote for me instead of Larry Elder for diversity and racial justice. He's a rich-ass white dude.
He said he was the black face of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
That's insane.
So to me, it's not about whether they fix the elections or not. It's about why the hell didn't we do it? That's my only point. We knew it was coming.
Because we still believe two wrongs don't mean make a right. But all's fair in love and war, and unfortunately this is political war, and something needs to be done.
Absolutely. So until anybody on the right gets to the point of saying, we're going to go do this, there was people across the country in California that got mailed ballots. Do you think anybody in California was like,
Ashley, my bad, that was on us. I heard Ashley Babbitt's family got three, Ashley Babbitt herself at her address got three ballots.
Sure, there's been multiple people arrested with hundreds and thousands of ballots, except not hundreds of thousands, hundreds and like in separate.
Yeah, and if they have the drop bins like they did for the presidential
election. So we knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's like me walking up and saying, hey, I'm going to punch you right in the face. And you're like, ha, ha, ha. Then I punch you in the face. You're like, oh, my God, you punched me in the face. I told you I was going to punch you in the face. Why didn't you do something?
Well, that's how they're gaming the system. With that being said, well, let's take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, guys, it's Wes. I want to thank you so much for helping our podcast grow. We are so excited about the growth we've experienced in our listenership this year. And we're very excited to be able to now offer sponsorships for liberty-minded business owners right here on our podcast. So reach out to us. You can contact me directly at Wes@WesHerndon.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ The Driveway Liberty Podcast. Send us a message, man, if you're interested. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. And maybe if you're local or nearby, we can actually shoot a podcast directly at your business. Either way, let's get back to the broadcast.
All right, guys.
Damn it. Welcome back.
If you guys could have been here during this whole break.
Shit. Welcome back. I give up. Test. Welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast.
You just stand there. Don't move your hand.
It's time for beer reviews. Let's go to Dan first. I think I found my spot there.
There it is. So. There it is.
For now. God dog it.
So when
I'll have an extra mic cable from now on, I promise you.
So when I played football in high school, I remember my coach.
You had leather helmets?
No, we had.
You were like Jim Thorpe, wore two different shoes?
No.
But you just had like the Reggie Roby two-bar helmets? Is that all you had?
No, I had a regular helmet.
Okay, sorry.
You had Chucks? That's all I had. You wore Chucks to practice?
Chuck Taylors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore Chuck Taylors.
Them high-top Chucks that you see. The old basketball players in the 50s annuals doing this. Y'all can't say what I'm doing, but it's pretty funny.
No. So we would do our practice field was like on the side of a hill. So we used to have to run the snake up and down the side of the hill.
Y'all got snakes in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
But they called it the snake because you run up it's and curvy. Down and yeah. curved up and down the side of this hill. It was pretty fucking brutal.
Right.
And the whole time the coach is at the end with a hose chanting cool, clear, sparkling water. Cool, clear, sparkling water to get us to finish because our reward was drinking out of the hose.
Right.
Because back then, there was no bottled water. You drank out of the hose. Mm-hmm. And the hose was like 18 hoses from the school all the way out to the practice field. Like they were all rigged together.
Uh-huh.
So
nice.
And then there was, you know, I don't know, 70 guys on a football team.
So you had to stand in line. Share a hose. You had an hour and a half worth of water drinking.
That's right. So, that takes me back then to what I'm drinking today is cool, clear, sparkling water.
Nice. Well, I'm not as old as Dan. When I went to high school, they were smart enough to get a PVC rig put together and drilled holes in it and just turned the water on.
They hadn't invented PVC then.
We had galvanized. Like, we probably got cancer from that.
Yeah. He needed a tetanus shot after practice.
Yep.
But yeah, we had the PVC pipes that they rigged up, and they had about 10 drinking slots on each side, and just squirt water at you. And of course, this was in Georgia, which I thought was hot until I moved to Florida.
Oof, yeah.
And
yeah, but I'll tell you, I was in Pennsylvania. It was just as freaking hot. It was brutal.
Was it really?
I disagree.
Was
it?
Yeah,
it was brutal.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Back when global warming was real.
But see, there's a difference in Florida hot when you're on the coast.
Yeah.
And you go...
Inland is horrific.
You go inland in Alabama, yeah, on that red clay. Horrific.
Without the breeze.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
God.
Well, just go to Orlando. I mean, it's brutal in Orlando.
Oh, it's all asphalt there. It's just reverberating up under you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So terrible. I'm drinking water.
So, awesome. All right, cool. That's well, good. I am I'm splurging a little bit because I didn't have any... I forgot to go by and get Miller Lights. Thanks to Travis for loaning me one for the first segment. So I dug out an old friend. I am drinking High Life from Cigar City, and I've already reviewed this a number of times, but it's 7.5% by volume. So it's the steepest beer I've drank in alcohol content in a month and a half, 2 months. And I'm still at my plateau of 35 pounds, I think, is what I've lost at this point. So I'm trying to break through that. It's kind of funny. I'm feeling great. You know, I lost 35 pounds, man. And I'm thinking, oh, my clothes are fitting big on me and all this stuff. And we shot a video of a band rehearsal over the weekend. And first thing I did when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, I'm still a fat ass. I'm feeling great and sexy and all this stuff, man. And then I'm like, dang, I got a long ways to go. But anyway, so I'm drinking High Life. What you got over there, Trav?
Going a different direction this week. Since I took a week off, kind of changed my perspective on beer. So I'm drinking Miller Lite this week.
Okay.
I thought I had something there.
You had something, but no.
I was going.
Nice.
Yeah, because of our, I told you guys about spending all day Saturday in Milligan and Baker, Florida.
Yes, fine cities in Florida. Yes.
One of my favorite things was anybody that texts me Saturday, especially when we playing at the Milligan Assembly of God. Saturday morning, like, hey, what you doing today? Just hanging out in the Milligan Assembly of God.
Yeah.
like they having a revival or something? What are you doing?
You sent that, and I was like, I'm just not even going to respond.
Well, Baker's got a pretty good shooting range out there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure. We were not at the shooting range. We were at the Baker High School, which is about what you'd expect Baker High School to be.
Yeah. I've umpired plenty of Baker games.
Yeah.
So, cool.
I didn't even drink. I only had like two beers all weekend. It was crazy.
Man, I've been drinking every day.
You know what the sad thing is?
What's that?
Is prior to this latest health, whatever you want to call it, I loaded up on, I have like a bottle, full unopened bottle of Knob Creek.
Right.
I was getting ready for that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that ahead of time.
Right.
Thinking, over the weekend, I was just going to have a nice, relaxing weekend where I would sip my whiskey at home. Mm-hmm. Instead, Travis took me out and almost died.
It happens.
And I still have four Wemax in the fridge.
Well, because I love you, Dan, I will offer to remove the temptation out of your house.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, I can be over first thing in the morning and pick that up.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring all of my stuff to the birthday party we have on October 2nd that we're going to go to.
We're going to a birthday party?
Osberger's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Bring it.
The one that was scheduled for this previous weekend?
That'll be
weekend.
My contribution to the party. I'm not going to bring a dish. I'll bring all of the liquor.
That's
cool. I have.
I'm still not a hundo if I'm going to make that one because that's the same weekend as my wife's birthday.
Hmm.
Well, and we may do something else.
In other exciting news, I'm going to Gainesville Saturday.
Okay. Yep. To the ball game?
Yep. Alabama-Florida game. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Pretty excited about that. Never been to Gainesville. Well, I mean, I've been to Gainesville, not for an extended period of time.
That's the second biggest game of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Auburn-Penn State is the
The whiteout.
The whiteout game. That's so right. There are a bunch of racists up there at Penn State, apparently.
I did want to congratulate Mercer University because they kept the score roughly as close as Miami did against Alabama. Mm-hmm. So that's quite the feat.
Yeah, especially for
now
Mercer.
No, it's really not.
Mercer's only had a team, about 3, 4, 5 years, maybe six years. Didn't have one when I lived in Macon.
I don't want to talk about college football. How about the Dolphins pulling off the win against New England?
Well, you were cussing Tua the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all their defense. Tua is terrible.
Okay.
All right.
Tua is terrible. I've maintained that since day one.
So the defense scored all 17 points?
No, but the defense put them in position to score the 7. Well, no, their opening drive was 80 yards. So Tua did look good on the opening
You're
drive.
Agreeing with UGA that they should be handed the national championship because they've got a defense and no offense, is what you're saying.
No.
Although okay.
I'm just saying that in this individual game, New England was driving to go ahead, and the defense took the ball away. And
look, UAB was minus 28 at Georgia, and I haven't gambled on football in a while, but after watching Georgia's offense, I came real close to, like, I don't even know if they can score 28 points, and then Georgia beat them. Dog shit out of UAB. It was like, 56-0 at halftime. UAB is a pretty good football team.
You want to hear something crazy? Yeah. I'm complaining about the Miami offense, the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They scored 17 points, which is pretty low for an NFL game. They're the leading scoring offense in AFC East. And they're the only team that won.
Right.
Well, you should.
So I'm happy after week one. Well,
shouldn't be too upset.
We'll say my boy Mac looked like he played pretty good. So
he actually did look quite poised and –
So
he looked good.
It was weird because this has never happened.
He didn't
have
any turnovers.
Because since I've been alive, Alabama's never had a good quarterback ever until recently. Then within like 30 minutes of each other, you had Tua to Waddle and Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so odd. It doesn't even – like my brain doesn't compute it because we've just never had good quarterbacks.
Well, next year, who's the stud wide receiver for Alabama?
Mechie?
This year.
Yeah, Mechie.
So somehow New England will figure out how to get him on their team.
Be Jones to Mechie?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And you'll have the quarterback to wide receiver connection.
The probably the best wide receiver this year has been the transfer from Ohio State. And I text KJ, I was like, how'd y'all let that dude go? They're like, I have no idea. But we'd sure love to have him back when they were struggling with Minnesota. But I lost that bet, so.
Well, they did lose last weekend, though.
They did lose last weekend. I've yet to text KJ about it.
The team that never wears the same uniform twice.
Yeah. I sent KJ a message. I was like, dude, I'm not even going to mess with you about this, but what's up with that?
It's funny because he was driving by as I think I was out walking the dog after the Alabama-Miami game.
Uh-huh.
And he had something smart to say.
Sure.
So you're just waiting?
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything to him about the embarrassing loss to the Oregon Ducks.
There you go. Well, we've got about 10 more minutes, so maybe we ought to talk about some politics.
Well,
10, 15 more minutes.
I mean, what do you want to talk about? Millie?
I guess.
Freaking. No, I got a video to play audio. So, Rand Paul.
This was
awesome. I know that guy.
Rand Paul drilled.
What's going on in Kentucky? They got the best senator and quite possibly the best congressman.
I don't know. It's still a shithole. But, yeah.
They make good bourbon.
Yeah, they do. And that's a dry county. You can't even buy that bourbon in that county.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, so Antony Blinken. Secretary of State was on Capitol Hill getting drilled for a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Which basically is just a show because nothing's going to happen.
Right.
But here's the exchange between him and Senator Rand Paul.
The money. If they behave, you're going to give them the money. Why don't we subtract the $80 billion from the $10 billion you're going to give them? Then they're minus 70 still. I mean, really, the fact that you're entertaining good behavior, that they'll get more money, I think is a big mistake and a naive notion that we're going to somehow change this Stone Age philosophy by giving them more of our money. We've sunk trillions of dollars over this. This is our chance to have a peace dividend. Let's quit sending good money after bad. The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that that strike. And I'm sure that a, you know, full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to that in this setting in any event.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know, because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS-K. See, the thing is this isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And the thing is there is blowback to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true... and not propaganda, if that's true, guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. So you got to know who you... We can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill...
Yeah. People.
Amen.
I think that's a pretty fair...
I don't see any flaw in that logic at all.
Yeah.
None.
And it, the fact that administrations don't have it... seen that same logic is so troubling. It's bothersome.
Well, what they did was, I forget, maybe it was Jack Posobiec. The second they said they bombed two ISIS-K terrorists that were high value targets, and they didn't name anybody, he said they're not naming anybody. This is something's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question: why is the Secretary of State sitting there answering that question as opposed to
the Secretary of Defense?
The Defense Secretary.
Well, the Secretary of State, with the exception of the President, is the second in command as it stands for diplomacy and foreign relations. So that's why.
Well, this was a military strike.
I understand. But he is the spokesperson for foreign relations, and military falls within that. So that's why he was on the hot seat. Should they have had homeboy in there with all the shit on his chest that he got for participating in, you know, basket weaving class?
Yep.
Yeah, he should have been on that hot seat, definitely. Mm-hmm. But that's the chain of command. So Secretary of State is the spokesperson for all of that. So there you go. What else you got, Dan?
So apparently there's a Democrat senator from New Jersey who's kind of pissed that we, Lloyd Austin, who we were just referring to, didn't come before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday.
Really?
He was invited to come, and he didn't come.
He refused?
So now they're like, if you're, I think he just didn't show. He just, hey, we need to see you on Tuesday.
No, it's like, screw you guys.
Crickets, yeah. Like he just like didn't return the email.
You know what? I'm supposed to get my hair cut Tuesday, and I've been waiting. I can't really reschedule. They're back.
Young
up.
And the Restless comes on at once.
Yeah. So there's my DVR's full.
Yeah.
There's a Democrat senator that's threatening to subpoena him, which is a good thing. Maybe it's just show.
Booker? Cory Booker?
No, he's in same state, but no. Bob Menendez in New Jersey.
I know you got the Millie stuff, and we can talk about the Millie, but I... What... I've made this comment on about 15 Twitter threads and a couple of Facebook threads when in regards to Millie and Christopher Wray and so many of these folks. Like, if we had only... I had a dream the other night, like, that we had a president who was known for a saying kind of similar to, like, hey, buddy, you don't really work here anymore, so I'm going to need you to leave. Like, I dreamed that we had a president that was famous for a saying similar to...
You're fired.
Yeah. So that we could have cleaned all these folks out.
Well, he was appointed by Trump in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. And Christopher Wray was, too.
That's kind of problematic, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still seeing people creating saying Trump 2024. Trump did some great things while he was in office. But he also had opportunity. There are a lot of missed opportunities.
I would absolutely agree with that.
And, you know, yeah. Do you call an appointment a missed opportunity?
Yes.
That's a clusterfuck.
You can churn. You can churn through chairman of the Joint Chiefs left and right.
I think missed opportunity is too light.
It's a horrific mistake.
Yeah. I think that's a better.
The terrible choice.
Yep.
Yeah. And how many terrible choices did he make?
All right. So here's my question: is obviously Milley had his faults.
Yeah.
Was everybody in the administration just didn't see it, or did they excuse it, or did they overlook it because of some other reason? Like I don't know. Like something had to be amiss there, because you don't go from a fine, upstanding patriot to a couple weeks after a new administration comes in talking about white rage. And then talking to China behind their back.
Until recently, I don't know that it was a common practice to ask military guys what their political leanings are.
No, I agree.
They started cleaning house, and he's had this long, illustrious career. And so he said, I'm playing ball with you guys. You know,
he's a chameleon. He just chilled while he was there.
Yep.
He wasn't asked to do anything extreme, so he didn't.
But wasn't Milley involved when Trump said, get all the troops out, and they were hiding numbers? Milley was involved in that, right? They were hiding the numbers of troops.
Apparently he's involved a lot more of that, yeah.
So not a single person in the administration knew that. I know we're not going to have an answer. I'm just talking hypothetically.
The other thing is, he actually, his first call to China was October 30th. It was right before the election. That, you know, the whole warning China.
Right.
That we're not going to do anything stupid. I won't let them.
Telling the people in command or the generals and colonels not to let Trump, if he comes to you and says he wants to push the button, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's insubordination. Well, that is a court martial.
He did that.
Commander-in-chief is the highest motherfucker. I'm not in favor of him coming in and saying push a button. But if you think he's that unstable, then you need to have him removed.
But that's the argument. The argument is all about him. The people who are justifying his actions are all about he saw an unstable president after he lost the election. And that was the second call. The first call was before the election.
Right.
Like 4 days before the election.
Right.
So what you're defending him with, where he's doing the right thing, like how many talking heads have got on CNN and MSNBC said, I held him in high regard. I think he did the right thing. He's a brave person. All this bullshit.
It's all spin, man. And that's the thing. Regardless of whether he won the election or not, he was still commander in chief until February 6th.
Oh yeah,
and he should be afforded look, I'm not for it. Like I said, I'm not for somebody running in there and punching a button because they're sour grapes about losing something. But
there was no way, shape, or form Trump was going to do that.
No, he would.
It's all made up, and part of that, I think, a part of this, or the way they're spinning it, is to have talking points for if Trump actually does run in 2024. They're just going to use this.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is this is probably a way to have Milley retire or kind of be asked to resign because, you did the right thing, but we can't have that in the chain of command as opposed to the complete and utter failure in Afghanistan.
Yeah. It's all this just a diversion. Bob Woodward puts a book out talking about this stuff.
Right.
In the midst of them getting steamrolled over the stupid, idiotic things.
Yeah, and I don't think the book's come out. This is just some leak that's coming from the book.
They leaked it.
Yeah. Right.
Quote, leaked.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so when you have the chance to do something, you have to do something. And that's my biggest issue with the Republicans right now, is when you have a chance to act, you have to act. Period.
Yeah.
And this sounds bad, and it sounds probably a little authoritarian, but if I'm the commander-in-chief, And this is the goal, and you're not doing that, adios, see you later. Bring me the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's no different in business.
Like, I want to know why somebody hadn't taken Milley out and like, hey, dude, I need you to pass the general basic training physical exam. If you can't pass it, you're out of here.
Yeah. Well, the only person that can do that at this point is the President of the United States.
Yeah. So
don't touch.
I wasn't touching that one. But if we're going to make this libertarian.
Oh, you hit time, the table and your mic yeah, just went out.
Did it? Test, test, test.
Oh, you're back.
If we're going okay. We're going to make this meeting, we do need to kind of go ahead and end the program.
All right, we're not going to talk about AOC's dress then.
You just did. Everybody's saying it. You know what's funny is everybody, I mean, everybody. Like, as soon as it happened, it was on my feed, like 40 folks posted it.
Yep.
And then the memes, and a lot of friends keep sending me the taxation and stuff meme, you know, where they replace the text on the back. That's actually going on my other show tomorrow night.
So. There you go.
But yeah.
My favorite is the Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A bag was
bags,
good.
Who uh-huh. wore it better? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, but yeah, it was nice to see all these important folks saying tax the rich and equal rights for women completely unmasked at a $35,000 seat event while all the women that were, quote, serving them were masked up. And yeah. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Well, with that being said, because my mic's starting to screw up again, thanks for tuning in, guys. Sorry for the short broadcast. We'll give you a little extra something next week when we record. I'm Uncle Wes for Dan and Trav. We'll see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast.